right now. The latest tally of new unemployment claims is out ahead of tomorrow's government jobs report for July. We're joined by Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities based in New York. Peter, we're just for clarity, so everyone understands, we're talking about people who are newly unemployed, not necessarily the people who continue to be unemployed.
That's correct, yes. And of course, you know, we saw 51,000 jobless claims decline, which basically took us down to 364,000, a pandemic low. And so it's headed in the right direction. However, for the first time in about several weeks, we did see an uptick in continuous claims. I don't want to put too much into that right now, but obviously, if that trend should continue to move upward, that could be a stalling point for the healing of the job market.
And as an economist, is that really what you're looking at? Is the number of people who are unemployed yet want to be working as opposed to the people who are necessarily being laid off?
That's correct. And, you know, there are some reasons out there why we're actually seeing worker shortages, and that is due to the fact that, you know, in the service sector, employees are beginning to give bonuses to attract employees. And the reason for that is the unemployment benefits, one of the reasons is the unemployment benefits remain high. And so people are not that anxious to go back to work.
And so going forward, I mean, is it the government? Is it businesses? I mean, it seems like something needs to be done in order to spur some of those people to go back to work.
Yeah, I think so. But remember that very shortly, the extra benefits are going to end. And that means that employees will need to go back to work. And so my guess is that when that happens, we'll see a reversal of that trend.
So let's pivot here for a moment. Talk about the global minimum tax. You have Treasury Secretary Yellen saying 130 nations have agreed to this. Kind of let us know what it means.
Well, it means that, you know, it's, 130 nations is basically what? Almost more than half of the nations, the industrial nations anyway. And that's a sign that, you know, probably we're going to go forward with that. You have a global minimum tax on corporations. That means everyone is going to have to pay taxes. And, of course, we know that one of the pearls of that was the technology sector, and may have been one of the reasons why we saw some weakness. But it does now look as though that proposal might actually go forward.
Yeah, it seems like it's gaining steam for sure. Thank you, Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities.